I want you to get your Bible out and turn to Acts chapter number 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter number 20. When you arrive there, I'd like you to find verse number 32. Acts chapter 20. Find verse number 32. Acts 20, 32, and we stand out of respect for the Word of God. So would you stand with me, please? Acts chapter 20, verse number 32, the Bible says this, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And let's pray. Father, help me today. Our time is short, so we need to get a lot of information in quickly. Give me the attention of the people. And Lord, though I will use an uncommon tactic to deliver the sermon today, I pray that the tactic will not get more attention than the truth. Now bless us today. Holy Spirit of God, work in the children's churches. If there's anybody here that's not saved, I pray they'd be saved. And for all of us, may we learn a life lesson today that will make us better. Holy Spirit, do a work, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. If you were listening when we read Acts chapter 20, verse number 35, all the way at the end of the verse, it says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Folks, Christmas is about giving. It's not really about receiving. If everyone gives, that means there is as much receiving going on as there is giving. Now, if you were here during our Sunday school hour, in all of our Sunday schools, we taught a Christmas lesson. We talked about Jesus, the preexistent Christ, and the incarnation of God in Jesus. Now, I'm going to talk to you about Christmas, though this lesson that I'm about to teach, it does not limit itself to the thought of Christmas. There is a proper way to give. But, you know, if there is a proper way to give, then there is a proper way to receive. God said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Did you know that everything we do, we're to do it in a way that glorifies God and that pleases God? I think everybody here, when you give, you ought to give in such a way that it glorifies God. But I think this also. I think when you receive, you should receive the way God would have you to receive. I call the sermon this morning, Bible Guidelines for Receiving. Bible Guidelines for Receiving. Listen real carefully, if you will. I'm going to use a football. I'm going to tell you a little bit about football for a second. You have a quarterback. You have people that play that help on the offense. And there is someone, and usually the quarterback, that throws the ball. And if he ever throws the ball, there's a very important person involved. It's the receiver. You can have a great quarterback. That's the guy that throws the ball. But if the receiver is not any good, you have a problem. Receiving a thrown football well is as important as throwing the ball well. I don't know how much you know about the history of football, but I did a little research, and very quickly I want to talk to you about some receivers. That's the guy that catches the ball. That's the one that receives. A man by the name of Randy Moss. He played for the Vikings, he played for the Raiders, he played for the Patriots, he played for the Titans, he played for the 49ers, and had 8,000 receiving yards. That means he received the ball, and 8,000 yards were gained because he received well. He received right. Secondly, most of you will not know this name. The name is Don Hutson. Don Hutson played for the Packers. The Green Bay Packers. He played from 1935 to 1945. It's said historically that probably the first 50 years of the NFL, this was probably this man. He only played for 10 years, but he was historically maybe the greatest guy that played in the first 50 years. He had 7,991 receiving yards. He played football with Bear Bryant. Now, whoever's talking over here, I don't want you to talk. I want you to listen. And I'll stay on it. Even if you and I play tug of war all the way to the end of the service, you will pay attention while you sit in my church. Now, this guy by the name of Don Hutson, 99 touchdowns as a receiver. That means somebody gave, he received very well, and he scored 99 touchdowns by receiving. Many of you, even those of you who don't know anything about football, you've heard the name Jerry Rice. And this is an Oriental food. Jerry Rice. He played for the 49ers. He played for the Raiders and the Seahawks. Listen to this. 1,549 receptions. That means he received 1,549 times successfully. You do understand if you've got a quarterback, he gives. The receiver must receive successfully if we're going to have that combination that scores the touchdown. Jaquan, stand up there for a second. Can you catch a football? Bring it back up this way. Thank you. Jaquan, why don't you... you're going to stand right there. Move just a little bit to the right. That way, you're going to just stand there and pay real close attention. You're going to be my receiver. He caught that ball pretty well. You agree? I'm the quarterback. I'm giving. He's receiving. Good job. And you just stand there and look silly, and we'll be fine. Now, I realize, there are traditional sermons all over the place in regard to Christmas. I think when you leave today, I'm going to give you something. It's very practical. It's very down to earth. But folks, we're great receivers in regard to the quantity we receive. America's spoiled. We receive. I'm going to give you a little instruction about receiving right. The Bible talks a lot about receiving. James 1:21 says we're to receive with meekness. Mark 4:16 says we're to receive gladly. Luke 8:13 says receive with joy. Psalm 24:5 says receive the blessing. Hosea 14:12 talks about receiving graciously. Now, receiving Christ as Savior, that's very important. If you don't receive right, you're going to be a real big loser when it comes to even the thing of Jesus Christ. But you do understand, for everything that is given at Christmas time, there is an equal amount received. And there's a right way to give, and there's a right way to receive. I'm going to talk to you about those things. You're to receive, according to the Bible, with thanks. With thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So in other words, you're to receive. When the giver puts something towards you, you're to receive it with thanks. There you go, good one. Okay, now that we got that, it was a bad throw, that's right. Jason, go to your room. Hey, you are to receive with thanks. You say, what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say one of the simplest things in life, and everybody ought to teach this to their children, and everybody should have learned this by now. When you receive something, you're to say thank you. Amen. You know, that's almost gone from our culture. If you're standing at a store and someone serves you and you say thank you, there's probably somebody behind you irritated that we're wasting our time with the kindnesses of life, and I'm still convinced this saying thank you is the right thing. Did you know, how many of you are from the generation where when someone would go out of the way to give you a gift or something, you gave them a thank you card? Now, again, that is a lost trait. We need to say thank you. We got a lot we could tell God thank you for. And young people, let me explain something to you. When you get things for Christmas and you get something for mom and dad, you need to say thank you. Thank you. Hey, can I recommend something? When you go to unwrap gifts tomorrow, it'd be a good idea to look and see who it is from before you tear into it so you don't lose track. You say, well, I just want the gift. You owe somebody a thank you. A verbal thanks is just what we call common good manners, decency. And let me tell you this, and I'm going to hurry, but I feel like some of the most common courtesies of the last generation are being lost, and everybody's in it for themselves. And the truth is, the Bible says everything that we receive ought to be received with thanksgiving. And I don't mean just a verbal thank you. Could I recommend this? Couldn't we all take a moment and sincerely be thankful in our heart? Stop and appreciate what you receive. Take the time to be sincere about it. But you know something? We receive and we receive and we receive and we receive. And it's almost to the point where we feel entitled and we don't say thank you anymore. You know, there are people in here that you have received things that you didn't work a lick for. And matter of fact, you didn't even deserve. Somebody else gave it to you and you never thought a moment that you ought to say thank you to somebody. But the Bible says, receive in a thankful way. Not only that, the Bible teaches that we should receive in humility. You ready, Butterfingers? Good job. Oh, you really like that, huh? That bad pass, yeah. We're even. I didn't think we were going to embarrass each other. Did you? All right. The Bible teaches that we're to receive with humility. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 12 says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering." Folks, I'm going to help you all with Christmas time. It would be best if you didn't think you deserved anything. And then you'll have no disappointments in days to come. If you don't think you deserve gifts, then if you don't get anything, you won't be disappointed. And listen to me, and some of you parents would say, "Boy, I wish my kids could get that. I wish some parents could get that." So you didn't get the Christmas bonus from your boss you thought you should have. So when your child doesn't get what they want and they express disappointment and you're disgusted with them, though at the close of the work day, at the end of the work week, and you didn't get the bonus you wanted from your boss, it's okay for you to badmouth the boss. I'm confused. Are we not supposed to receive gifts with humility? If you're a guest today, forgive me, this is an old-fashioned Baptist church. We believe there's a place called hell. Still in the Bible. If you don't get saved, you'll go there. You say, "You got to throw that in on Christmas?" Yeah, but I'm going somewhere with it. You say, "Oh, well, I just want what I deserve." No, you don't. If you got what you deserve, you die and go to hell. And so I say, the Bible teaches, receive with humility. We deserve hell. Hey, and folks, don't be hurt if you don't receive. Because life's really all about giving. And if we were receiving in humility, we would look at what we already have and be satisfied. Hey, don't allow yourself to even secretly be greedy. Secretly be greedy. Some of us would not admit outwardly in our appearance or behavior that we are greedy. But on the inside, we are miserable because we don't get what we want. The Bible teaches we're to be good receivers. You know that for everything given, there's something received. And we hear about giving all the time because it is more blessed to give than receive. But if there's a right way to give, there is a right way to receive. And we're to receive with thanksgiving. And we're to receive in humility. But not only that, the Bible says we're to receive with gladness. Hebrews 1:9 says, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." And over and over and over again, the Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Let me tell you something. We are to receive with gladness in our heart, with joy in our heart. Some of you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you with that. You say, "What do you mean? When you receive something, when you get a gift, why don't you truly be happy? Truly be glad. Truly enjoy. Show, and hey, it wouldn't hurt that you show gladness about your gift. You ever give someone a gift and they just let you know they like it? I tell you all something. When somebody goes out of their way to give you something, it might be a good idea for you to want it. You didn't know I had a doctor's degree in theology, did you? With gladness. I'm glad we both caught it. Show gladness about your gift. Hey, let people see that you enjoy the gift. Do it for the sake of the giver and for the sake of the Savior. You say, but what about me? You're at the end of the trail. Your life's not all about you. Life's all about God. Life's all about other people. But we are to receive with thanksgiving. We are to receive in humility. We are to receive in gladness. Boy, I was watching some funny home videos, and I seen a child that opened a gift from their parents, and it was this doll, and it wasn't real spectacular, but it is exactly what the little girl wanted. You would have thought she had just been given $1 million. She kind of tore it open. She got it just far enough she could see in, and she said, oh, oh, oh. And she tore it a little further, and she was running around and said, yes, oh. I thought, I think she likes it. Now, I have people doing that all over this county for Christmas tomorrow. But can I tell you something? If you receive something, you ought to receive it with joy and gladness. With joy and gladness. You say, why? Because that's how God says we're to behave. That's how Christians are supposed to behave. So with thanksgiving, I receive. With humility, I receive. With gladness, I receive. Oh, this next one will be hard for some of you. With satisfaction, you should receive. Psalm chapter 65, verse number 4 says, blessed is the man whom thou chooseth and causeth to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. And all the way through the Bible, God talks to us about satisfaction. Folks, when you receive, don't express dissatisfaction. I'm glad that I grew up around parents that were mature. They didn't want anything, and they wanted everything you gave them, and they liked it, and they were satisfied. Satisfaction, folks, is not in what you receive. Satisfaction is in what you are. If you're dissatisfied right now, your problem is you, because you're a dissatisfied person. And you know what I've learned? Dissatisfied people stay that way. When they say, oh, if I had this, I'd be satisfied. We can give you that. And you, before long, you know what you're saying? Well, I'd be satisfied if I had this, so we'll give you that too. And then you're dissatisfied with that, because satisfaction is not found in what you have. Satisfaction is found in what you are. And if you wanted to be satisfied, you could. Hey, look, if you get a gift, show satisfaction. Compliment the gift. And if you say, well, I can't sincerely, then don't say anything, but I think you ought to sincerely, within yourself, be able to find the Christian character to say, I didn't have this, it was just given to me, I'm a Christian, I thank God I received it, I didn't deserve anything, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be satisfied with what I receive. Young people, for you to go into Christmas tomorrow and to receive one gift and be dissatisfied is a sin against Almighty God. We're not to behave that way as Christians. Well, let me remind you, if you want nothing, everything's a bonus. Say, but I was expecting. Expectations ruin attitudes. I was expecting. I deserve. Hey, teach us something. I learned when I was a younger man. I decided in advance to be satisfied. In advance. I'm satisfied. It's an attitude. Has nothing to do with the gift. Has everything to do with the receiver. Got to learn to receive right.
We are to receive with thanks. We're to receive with humility. We're to receive with gladness. We're to receive with satisfaction. Then, we're to receive with wisdom. Wisdom. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is a law of kindness." What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to see life through the eyes of God. Wisdom is more than just a knowledge. Wisdom is a supernatural understanding that comes from Almighty God. Let me tell you something. When it comes to this receiving and wisdom, could I just recommend this about when you receive a gift? Think before you talk. Think before you talk. Again, I spend a lot of time asking the Spirit of God to control me. Control my body language. Control my thoughts. Control my reactions. Oh, control my mouth, my words. Listen, you receive a gift. Here's what not to say. But you got to think about this. You get it. You open it. You don't say, "Huh, I already have one of these." You say, "But that's the truth." You got a big nose, but we don't go around talking about that truth. So there's just some things you shouldn't pick about. Hey, look, you don't pay much, you don't get much. You don't laugh when you think it's funny. You laugh when you think that I think it's funny. Okay, all right. Listen, think before you talk. You say, "Well, they gave me something I already had." Well, you didn't deserve anything in the first place. And instead of saying, "Wow, I now have two," you just want to let it be known you were dissatisfied. You were disappointed. Your expectation has not been fulfilled. Think before you react. Now, if you have decided on advance satisfaction, you're going to be okay. But use wisdom when you receive. Watch your words. Watch your body language. Watch how you receive. Be more concerned about the giver's feelings than your greed. Be more concerned about the giver's intent and sincerity than you are concerned about getting something for old number one, your favorite person, you. And so you understand, Christmas is more about giving than receiving. You just ought to learn how to receive right. I would recommend those of you that have been in our church, you know, there are some things that are probably not things that we would recommend be given to Christian young people. Just be careful how you respond to gifts that are not really what you would want your kids to have. You know, somebody gives your child something and you think it's not really something your child needs. There are times when my wife and I, we retracted gifts because somebody very sincerely gave my child something that my child didn't need. And by the way, I don't let my kids have everything that comes their way. I'm still the parent. I still think there's a right and wrong in this world. But I'm careful how I handle that. You know, you don't need to go into your Billy Sunday Jr. tirade and tell them, "I'm for the devil." Might want to use a little wisdom. You know, there are some people that will give in sincerity, and they didn't know. They didn't give rebelliously. You just need to be careful how you handle your conservative receiving. And I think you ought to stay conservative in your receiving. That's wisdom. Remember, your kids are watching. You say, "Well, they gave me something I don't need." Okay? So what you're basically telling me is, you already have a whole bunch. Why should you be disappointed if you got something you didn't receive? You're full. Why would there be any disappointment if you already have one? Just be careful. Be wise. It's called receiving with wisdom. Let me go on. I think we should receive without comparison. Without comparison. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12 says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." The Bible's talking about comparisons that are unwise. Be careful when you receive. this thing of comparison. Don't compare your gift to what others receive. You say, well, I got this, and somebody else got that, and I feel shortchanged. God said, don't go around comparing. Just keep your eyes on what you received and be grateful for it without comparison. Oh, people do this all the time. People constantly. Somebody got something I didn't get. Theirs was nicer than mine. They got more than I did. I don't think that's wise. The Bible says we should not be going around comparing. Now, I'm going to be real honest. In my family, my wife and I, a long time ago, we decided we would be very just in our giving, like with our kids. We have an amount of money that we spend on every one of our kids, and we spend the same amount on everybody. With our in-laws, we spent the same amount on everybody. And we always did that. Hey, and the minute you married into our family, you became one of our children, and you were treated as if you were one of our children, and you were given just like our kids were given. And I've always believed in that, and I've always believed in justice and fairness. But I will say this. If somebody does not treat you justly and you feel like somebody got something more than you, you ought to just be glad you didn't go to hell, and you ought to be glad that you received anything, and you ought to get your nose out of the air and watch that you not become greedy. And God said it's not wise that you compare yourselves among yourselves. I just look at what you received and be happy with it. And that's hard for some of you. There are young people that tomorrow will be disappointed because they think their brother got something that was a little bigger than theirs. Really, you ought to be satisfied with what you receive. Hey, don't compare this year's gift to last year's gift. Boy, are we messed up in America. Gift giving has become a competition, and it's a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It's silly. Silly. So, don't compare what they gave you to what you gave them. Just, if you're going to give, give, and do it sincerely. If you're going to receive, do it without comparison. I'm almost finished. See, remember, for every giving or every gift, there is a receiving. And God said it is more blessed to give than receive, but I will promise you there are scriptural guidelines to both giving and receiving. And God wants us to receive right. He wants us to receive with thanks. He wants us to receive with humility and gladness and satisfaction and wisdom and without comparison. And then let me say, I think we're to receive with praise to Almighty God. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Anybody that's ever given you anything, they gave it to you because God gave them the strength to be able to produce whatever it took to give it to you. You do realize you walk on God's earth. You're breathing borrowed air. You eat His food, live in a body He created out of dirt that He created. So that means any gift that I give you, I can only give it to you because my great God gave me the potential or the ability to give it to you. All gifts are made possible by Almighty God. So get this. When you say, I don't like it, won't you just stick your tongue out at God too? Because the only way they could have had the strength, the power, and the ability to give it is that God gave them that ability. We're to give with praise to God. Young people, look right this way before we send a linebacker your direction. All gifts are made possible by God. Take time to thank God for what someone else gave you. You know, Brother Young represented the church and gave Mrs. Owens and I a nice gift. You know, we will tithe on that gift. The government already got theirs. But we will tithe. We'll tithe on that gift. Why? That gift came from you. Every penny you have in your bank account came from God. I'm not taking that gift just from you. I've received it from my God. God uses man sometimes to meet man's needs. But everything that man has came from above. Praise God for the gift. Praise God. He's the one that makes it possible. I'm almost finished, but let me conclude by reminding you. Number seven, get your greatest thrill not from receiving, but from giving. I want you to be a good receiver. Good job. Be a good receiver. But I want you to be a good giver too. Get your greatest thrill not from receiving, but from giving. I'm done. This is the last throw, okay? And you can keep that football. You know what? I enjoy giving more than receiving. Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than receive. Listen, listen very carefully. Some of you, I can help you with some of your mental stress and even some of your depression. Listen carefully. You say it's more blessed to give than receive. Look, you can't control what you receive. Anytime I threw that ball to him, he had no control over my throw. He could only control what was being thrown his direction. I can control what I give. If your life is built upon receiving making you happy, you have no control. But if your life is built upon giving, you got control over that. I was controlling that football. And I had control over that football because I was a giver. Let your joy be in your control. Let joy come from giving. I want you to enjoy receiving, but you don't have a lot of control over what's coming your direction. You do have control what's coming out from you. And the Bible is real clear. It's more blessed to give than to receive. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would highly recommend you receive. You receive. The Bible teaches everyone's a sinner and there's a penalty for sin, and that Jesus Christ paid that penalty on His death, His burial, His resurrection. And if we'll just ask God to save us, He'll come into our heart and be our Savior. If you've never been saved, there's a great gift available to you. You receive it by faith. You just say, Lord, I do want to go to heaven. I'm willing to trust your Son as my Savior, and I can go to heaven someday. So if you're not saved, I wish you'd receive salvation. Hey, to all of us, remember the lesson. It's Christmas, lots of giving going on. Let's receive right. But this sermon is not over with because Christmas passes. It's good for birthday. Matter of fact, it's good for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. It's good for payday and for Thursday. It's good for every day. It's more blessed to give than receive. But there is a giver and there is a receiver, and they are equal. For as many givers there are receivers. Let's do both right. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. My first question is this: are you born again? Are you saved? If you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? If you say, Pastor, I'm not saved, pray for me. I need to be born again. If you'll raise your hand, I'll do that very thing. I'll pray for you if you're not a born-again Christian. Say, I'm not saved, pray for me. I need to be born again. God bless you. Then let me go to the Christians. Those of you that are born again, take a moment, ponder the simple truth that I shared with you today. In all honesty, push the reset button. Even in regard to your receiving, appreciate, be thankful and grateful. Do not behave in a disappointed way. Appreciate and be grateful. Who here would say, Preacher, God has spoken to my heart today. He has spoken to me about this thing of receiving, and I certainly want to obey the behavior that God would place upon me as a Christian. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? Boy, their hands up all over the place. You may put those hands down. Won't be long. We're going to have an invitation. But let me tell you something. Look, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to shortchange you, and maybe in an unjust way. Go on and be happy.
Don't let them steal your joy. Get your jolly for Christmas from giving, not receiving. And just so you all know, you say, well, I feel like I got shortchanged. I'm going to promise you something. God's keeping the records. He has a way of making up to any of us, any place where we might be shortchanged. I promise you, God's not forgotten you. It might not be this week. It might be next or next year. But God has a way of bringing back to you maybe what you feel like you were shorted in life. We're going to have an altar call. It won't last a long time. Here's what's going to happen. In a second, the pianist will begin to play. We'll stand to our feet. If you need to come to this altar, maybe you need to come down here and pray. Maybe you need to come down here and say, Lord, I got a little bit of an attitude issue I need to take care of on this giving and receiving thing. Maybe you're going to be with family and you need to prepare for satisfaction in advance. Who knows? I don't know. If you're not saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and we'll show you how to be born again. And you can receive Christ as Savior. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Christian, you need to come and pray. Young people, I hope you did not just sit and listen to the pastor talk. Tomorrow morning, when things don't go your way, the way you expected, what you wanted, if you want to obey God, you have a good attitude tomorrow. And get this thing, it's more blessed to give than to receive anyway. So I didn't have any money to give. And write a note, a Christmas love note to mom, to dad. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you have to spend money to give. You can give of yourself without spending a lot of money. The altar's still open. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Receive with thanks. Receive with humility. Receive with gladness. Receive with satisfaction. Receive with wisdom. Receive without comparison. Receive and praise God for what you receive, because nothing could come your way unless it came from God. And when you express disappointment, you better realize the roots of all your blessing. It may have come through a go-between who has human hands, but the great God of the universe gave you what you receive. Pianist will continue to play. Again, will you please, Sarah, another verse. James 1:17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Boy, has God been good to America. It's just, some of you go to the third world countries who do without. They don't have enough food to stay alive. We'll throw more food away in this country tomorrow than most countries will live on. Thank you, Sarah.